warning track, and it is going to be gone. Jesus Aguilar just hit one out of here. Bader got to the wall, and that one cleared it.
Ah, yes, always great to hear Bob Uecker making the call for Milwaukee Brewer baseball, especially when there is a home run from the likes of Jesus Aguilar. Joining us this morning on our five-star telecom talk and text line from the Milwaukee Brewers, their chief operating officer, Rick Schlesinger. Rick, thank you so much for being a portion of the program again today. How are you, my friend?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it is absolutely our pleasure. Rick, yesterday the Dodgers got just thumped up on by our Brewers in Cactus League play. Brewers win 7-3. Chase Anderson started the game. He's going to be the opening day starter. And Rick, I want to get your thoughts right now on what are you guys seeing from this particular collection of players that is looking, at least on paper and in spring training, so special?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, they're playing with the confidence. They're loose. I think they're hungry. They want to build on last year. And I think the council creates a great atmosphere in the clubhouse. And I think that sort of permeates, you know, through everybody there. And you know, the guys are competing for spots, but they're also, you know, teammates, and they're rooting for their guys. So it's a good atmosphere. And, it's, you know, even though Cactus League games don't count, it's nice to be successful and win the games, because regardless, you know, it shows that we're playing well, and even some of the young guys who won't be on the team this year are playing well, and we'll see them in a few years in Milwaukee.
Rick, I want to talk a little bit about the Brewers and just this whole atmosphere and what this team's all about. Now, at spring training a couple of years ago, had the dog, you know. I mean, there's always special stories like that. This year, there's another story that I'm loving out of spring training right now. It's a recreation of that video to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Sandlot. How awesome is that? They nailed it.
Yeah, those guys did great. You know, it took a lot of time, as you can imagine, to film it and get into character. And they were great. It's fun. It's fun to see the guys having a good time and you know, show sort of the lighter side. And you know, they're kids, and they're playing a kid's game. And I think that, you know, shows up very well in the recreation of that little vignette.
Yeah, and Rick, the last time we had you on, we were talking about one of the quote-unquote kids that the Brewers have acquired this offseason in Christian Yelich, and you mentioned to us that the Brewers had to give up quite a bit to get Christian Yelich, but throughout spring training so far, it seems that results have been positive. Christian Yelich looks amazing. He's got a cannon of an arm in the outfield. He is making contact with the ball at a very consistent rate. Are you guys, as an organization, at least after, you know, spring training, happy with the move that you made to acquire Christian Yelich?
Yeah, well, you know, in spring training, you're always happy with every move. And, you know, of course, trades like that take years to figure out if they work out. But from our perspective, you know, you always focus on who you acquired as opposed to who you gave up. And he's been great. He's a great teammate. He's smart. He's a really smart baseball player. His instincts are impeccable. He can do, you know, all the five things you need to do on a baseball field. He can do well. And he fits right in with our team, and he's young, and you know, so we're thrilled to have him. He's a great guy in the clubhouse. He's very popular, well liked, has incredible work ethic. So it's pretty much a great situation for us to have him on the team.
You know, you're saying how well liked he is in the clubhouse. I think my favorite Brewer, maybe one of them of all time, just because of how funny he was Nigel Morgan. I love that guy. How crazy he was and how off the wall. Do the Brewers have that guy? Is he that guy? I mean, do they have somebody like him this year?
I don't think there's anybody like Tyler.
Yeah, like Morgan. Yeah,
Tony Plush with his alter ego. I think that was sort of an unusual convergence of things. No, I don't think we have anybody like that who's a character. We have some guys who are fun and funny, but you know, we'll see. Nobody's come to that level of craziness.
Again, we're on here with Rick Schlesinger, who is the chief operating officer of our Milwaukee Brewers, getting ready for opening day at Miller Park on April 2nd. Now, Rick, our radio station is taking down a few listeners on a special party bus to celebrate opening day at Miller Park. But for those that are listening this morning that have never been A, to a Brewer game, or B, to an opening day Brewer game, I'm curious to get your thoughts on one of the multiple attractions, but one in specific that you would recommend for a first timer to Miller Park.
Well, you know, I think people who have never come to Miller Park, the thing that strikes them immediately is the tailgating. And even if it's, you know, 40 degrees and a little rainy, there's still people tailgating. And it's just a great atmosphere. And it's a very Wisconsin tradition. And people love to come to the ballpark early, tailgate and play catch in the parking lots and then come into the ballpark. I think in terms of the ballpark experience, you know, if you've never seen Miller Park, I think what we try to do is offer enough attractions for everybody. You know, the hardcore fans going to be most interested in the game, and that's what we want. And, you know, kids, we've got, you know, a play area. We've got all these different food items. We've got, you know, different attractions, different price points, different all-inclusive areas. It's really trying to make it an environment where everybody can have a good time. And obviously the roof is a signature part of the ballpark. We are thrilled to have it. People from your listening audience can come to the game and know that it's not going to be rained out. It's going to start on time. It's a huge advantage when we're trying to, you know, draw the crowds we need to draw.
Hey, Rick, and also talk a little bit about these community days, too. I know that Bernie Brewer was in town here last week, and it was Lacrosse Community Day. And I remember back in the day, Damian Miller, he always had great games whenever the hometown was there watching Damian Miller play. But Lacrosse Area Day, always one of the better ones down there for the Brewers, isn't it?
Yeah, we absolutely. I mean, we have huge support from the people Lacrosse. And again, it's great that the number of buses that come down, and I remember that famous day when Damian Miller hit the walk-off on Lacrosse Day. That was fun. And I think it was 2003 or 2004, I forget. But you know, we're a regional team, and we need to draw from the entire state. And Lacrosse has been a huge supporter of the Brewers. I think we've done Lacrosse Day for 20-plus years, and the crowds are great. And, you know, hopefully we put up a W when you guys are here, so you'll come back.
Yep. Yeah, well, Rick, we're going to keep beating the drum all season long for the Brewers. I just moved to Wisconsin last season, and it was my first season as a dyed-in-the-wool Brewer fan. And I tell you what, my son and I went to Miller Park, had the best baseball experience that I've ever had in my entire professional career or personal life. So I will keep this going no matter what, but we are all very excited. 16-7 in Cactus League play right now. The team's looking great. Chase Anderson will be on the mound opening day, and then, of course, at Miller Park on April the 2nd. Rick Schlesinger, the COO of the Milwaukee Brewers. Really appreciate you joining us this morning. Have a great day, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you as the season kind of rolls on here.
Absolutely. Love to talk to you guys, and thank